Hello and welcome to Come All Ye. My name's Bruce Cameron and I'll be with you for the next couple of hours with folk music from all over the place. Featured album today comes from a bit of a hero, I guess, Cy Khan. We'll hear about him and his newest album in just a little while. Actually, it's a new album, but they're tracks taken from various previous releases. He's 75 years old, so he's released quite a few in his long recording career. That's Cy Khan. But we'll start proceedings in the program today with, I think I'll play two tracks from a wonderful group called Brass Monkey, who were kind of centered around Martin Carthy and John Kirkpatrick. Martin Carthy singing and playing guitar and mandolin, John Kirkpatrick singing and playing accordion, melodeon, that kind of thing, and concertina. But also included Martin Brentsford on mouth organ, saxophone, Richard Cheatham, trombone, and alto sack butt. We need more alto sack butts in the world, I can tell you. Howard Evans played trumpet, and Roger Williams bass trombone and tuba. So all that brass with folk music, and a good thing too. We will hear Heather Down the Moor, and then a set of tunes, the Holborn Suite, they call it, the Fruit of Love, the Choys, and the Honeysuckle are the tunes we'll hear.
Flowers were gay, serene and pleasant was the weather. I spied a glass, a very bonny lass. She was swooping the dew from among the heather down the moor. And among the heather down the moor and through the heather. I spied a lass, a very bonny lass. She was swooping the dew from among the heather down the moor. Barefooted was she was neatly dressed, neither had nor hat nor feather. But the plaid hung neatly round her waist as she tripped through the blooming heather down the moor. In among the heather down the moor and through the heather. But the plaid hung neatly round her waist as she tripped through the blooming heather down the moor. Step along to this fair maid, come tell your name, come tell me whither. She answered me down by the morning burn side, and I'm herding all my ewes together down the moor. In among the heather, down the moor, through the heather. She answered me down by the morning burn side, and I'm herding all my ewes together down the moor. I courted her that livelong day, my heart was light as any feather. Until the beams of the red setting sun come shining down in among the heather down the moor. In among the heather down the moor and through the heather. Until the beams of the red setting sun come shining down in among the heather down the moor.
Thank you.
your love. I must learn to part with you as the funny wee lands at the pond and mother down the moor. In among the heather down the moor and through the heather. I must learn to part with you as the funny wee lands at the pond and mother down the moor. So up she got and away she hied, her name and place I could not gather. But if I were a king and make her a queen, the bonny lass I met in among the heather down the moor. In among the heather down the moor and through the heather. If I were a king and make her a queen, the bonny lass I met in among the heather down the moor.
stately. Yes, and that that was the Holborn suite. I think it'd be Holborn because it has an E on the end of Holborn. Has an E on the end of suite as well. Holborn, yes, not Hoban, Hoban, which would be the name of a tube station in London. But Anthony Holborn composed those three tunes, The Fruit of Love, The Choice, and The Honeysuckle. And we heard them along with the Ulster song, Heather Down the Moor, from Brass Monkey. Going and Staying is the name of their album. You want to know more about Anthony Holborn? Why not? This is Come Aldi. I'll tell you all sorts of things, thanks to Martin Carthy's comprehensive sleeve notes. Very little is known, actually, about Anthony Holborn. The first documented date being his marriage on the 14th of June, 1584. From the title page of a document called Pavans, Galliards, Almains and Other Short Airs, both grave and light in five parts, or viols, violins and other musical wind instruments, consisting of 65 different compositions from which these dances were taken. It's learned that he was in the service, he being Holborn, he was in the service of Queen Elizabeth I, and 75% of his output consists of dances, well, presumably music for dances. It's gradually being discovered that the whimsical titles refer to specific poetry or prose. You're listening to Come All Ye.
To see your face again, more welcome though yon trappin' that old mare. For the wife is in a swoon, and I am all alone. Please, Harris, fetch thy mare and take us home. The wife and I went out for a quiet glass of stout and a word or two with neighbours in the room. When young Cleary he came in as drunk and wild as sin, and swore the wife would leave the place with him. But the wife, as quick as thought, said, "No, I'll bloody not," and she struck the brute a blow across the head. Well, he raised his ugly paw and he lashed her on the jaw, and she fell onto the floor like she were dead. Oh, Harris, well, you know I've never struck an angry blow, nor would I keep a friend who raised his hand. I was a conchy in the war, crying, "What the hell's this for?" But I had to see his blood to be a man. I grabbed him by his coat, spun him round and took his throat, and I beat his head against the parlour door. He dragged out an awful knife and he roared, "Have your life," and he struck me and I fell onto the floor. Blood I was from neck to thigh, bloody murder in his eye, as he shouted out, "I'll finish you for sure." Ah, but when the knife came down, I lashed out from the ground, was in his breast when he rolled. raised to help us through the door. Well, I've brought her half a mile, now I must rest a while, and none of them I'll call a friend no more. For when the knife came down, I was helpless on the ground. No neighbor stayed his hand, I was alone. By God, I was a man, but now I cannot stand. Please, Harris, fetch thy mare and take us home. Harris, fetch thy mare and take us out of here. In my 59 years, I've never known that to call myself a man, for my loved one I must stand. Please, Harris, fetch thy mare and take us home.
A strong song from Ender Kenny, but not written by him. It was written by the late Stan Rogers. Ender Kenny has been known to release albums with about 50-50 original compositions and other ballads. And that was a good choice. I think Harris and the Mayor is a wonderful song from the pen of Stan Rogers. You're listening to Come All Ye. Thank you. fine fiddle playing there from Jerry O'Connor. Title track from an album called Last Night's Fun. And that, I think, will probably end up as the featured album on a program in the not-too-distant future. Because it's a ripper. And I said Last Night's Fun. It's Last Night's Joy. That's what it is. Last Night's Joy. Jerry O'Connor. Yes, very good. Now, it's time to introduce you to the featured album. It's a little later than usual in the program, perhaps, to introduce you to the featured album, so I might play two tracks. The artist who provided this lovely album is Cy Khan, and we've heard from Cy Khan quite frequently on the program over the years. He is 75 years old, so there's been plenty of opportunity. He's recorded quite a lot. Most recently, I guess, his albums have been the songs of Mother Jones in Heaven and It's a Dog's Life, which he recorded with a bluegrass band from, I think, Germany called the Looping Brothers. But this one, a little different. It's called The Best of the Rest, and it's his picks from a 5-CD box set that was released early 2019, I think. But it's a 5-CD box set, so I can't afford that. But anyway, this is one CD, and it's got some lovely tracks on it. I hope you agree. We'll hear, as I said, two tracks from Cy Khan. First one, probably setting the tone, in a way, for his view of things. He was always politically aware, and more than that, politically active. In fact, he worked for almost 50 years as a professional civil rights, labour and community organiser and musician. So the first song is about Senator Jesse Helms. I don't know that he actually uses the man's name in this song, but no, it's about him. It's about him. And then I'll play another one about working class lives from a female perspective called In the Spinning Mill. Featured album is called Best of the Rest, Cy Khan at 75. Oh, good start. Wrong track.
In 1846, when she was 17 years old, she started from New Hampshire for the cotton mills of old. Down on the Merrimack River, dark black waters roll. Down on the Merrimack River long ago. Back up on that mountain farm, she lived from hand to mouth. Now she's earning wages, spinning cotton from the south. Down on the Merrimack River, dark black waters roll. Down on the Merrimack River, long, long ago.
Okay, not quite sure what's going on there. I'll cue another track on up and we'll see what this one
is. Now I was born in North Carolina, a state where men are men. Most folks call me senator, but you can call me friend. I've served this state for many years. Ask anyone what I've done. And I supported right to life in 1991. I got up the next morning to have some time to think. My stomach felt real queasy, like I'd had too much to drink. My chest felt kind of funny. It was tender to the touch. There sure was something different, but I never guessed how much. Well, the mornings got just awful, and I'd get to work real late. The senators would laugh and say, "Hey, ain't you put on weight?" My feet got sore and swollen, my pants all fit too tight. And I swear that something kicked me when I lay down at night. So I went to see the doctor. I was feeling old and tired. He poked me up and down, and then he looked me long and hard. He said, "Well, we've got a problem, just speaking among us men. I'm going to make you an appointment with an OBGYN. Well, I didn't get excited. No, I didn't scream or shout. I said, "Doc, you make arrangements and we'll straighten this thing out. I'm just too old and ugly to be some child's pa or ma. He said, I'd sure like to help you, but you know the law's the law. Well, I begged him and I pleaded and I fell down on my knees. I said, Doc, this here's my body. Can't I treat it like I please? He said, I'd sure like to help you, 'cause I know that's why you're here. But you know that vote comes round again, this time again next year. The Bow Hall is crowded on Saturday night. The lights are as dim as a dance hall. All the boys in the back with their Budweiser grins let their money all ride on the eight ball. It's five in the corner and two in the side. You don't know what I'd give just to see her. Hey, rack 'em up, Betty, I'm lucky tonight, and there's nothing to do but to be here. As soft as the touch of her hair, green as the grass on the river, and the click of the balls like the sound on the rails of that slow train that's took her forever. Hey, rack 'em up, Betty, did you hear she left town? She ain't gonna find no one better. It's eight in the pocket and drinks all around. I'd give all spinning. I'm running the table with tears in my eyes, but it's only the money I'm winning. If you're betting against me, you'll lose your last dime. Hey, rack 'em up, Betty, I'm screaming. There's no place like pool halls for wasting your time, and there's no time like after for dreaming.
With a bit of a mishap in the middle there, but that's all right. That's Cy Khan. A couple of tracks from the featured album, Best of the Rest. Cy's personal picks from a 5-CD box set, which he calls the Europe Sessions, because they were recorded in various parts of the continent of Europe. He, as I said, he's been active for over 50 years as a professional civil rights activist, but he's been very active with music as well all the way along, very driven. I think from South Carolina or North Carolina originally, involved with the United Mine Workers of America and lots of other organisations. So, more from Cy Khan as the program progresses. Quite a few years ago, a bunch of people, notably Jim Haynes and Russell Hannah, put together a musical trip through time on the Australian railways. The album was called Sleepers and Rails, 24 tracks, including contributions by all sorts of fascinating people. Some of them even were alive and were aware they were doing it. The first one certainly was Judy Small. We'll hear her with a song called Janet Oakden. And then Tex Morton, who I don't think was aware that he was contributing to this album, with Sergeant Small.
Let me tell you about a woman, Janet Oakden is her name. She came here from England just to drive a train. She started as a steward, and why I cannot tell. When she tried to join the union, the men all ran like hell. Janet Oakden, Janet Oakden, you should be very proud. With the odds all stacked against you, your spirit was not cowed. The union said, we'll help you, but let us make this clear. The railway wives won't want to see their husband's place so near. The feminine temptation a woman would present. You must have separate quarters so morals won't get bent. Janet Oakden, Janet Oakden, you should be very proud. With the odds all stacked against you, your spirit was not cowed. They raised up great objections, why she can't drive a train. You can't lift up the engine nor undertake the strain of toting all that fireman's gear upon your fragile back. What happens if your nails should break, your makeup start to crack? Janet Oakden, Janet Oakden, you should be very proud. With the odds all stacked against you, your spirit was not cowed. Now Janet was too wily for all those doubting men. She took herself to driver's school and answered back again. Now she can be a driver and wear a driver's shoes. That courageous woman's earned the right to pay her union dues. Janet Oakden, Janet Oakden, you should be very proud. With the odds all stacked against you, your spirit was not cowed. Janet Oakden, Janet Oakden, you must be very proud. With the odds all stacked against you, your spirit was not cowed.
Sucked me on the chin.
Tex Morton. who wrote that version of that song. Whether he wrote the original is a matter of contention. And before that, Janet Oakden, a song sung by Judy Small, written by Pip James, apparently. They both turned up on an album called Sleepers and Rails, 24 tracks, a musical trip through time on the Australian railways, released quite a few years ago now. 1991 that came out. Gosh. You're listening to Come All Ye. That's pleasing to me. Nice to have you along. Let's hear two tracks from a group called New Road. New Road, not so new now, but fine lineup of musicians. Leonard Barry on Elan pipes and whistles. Rick Epping, harmonica and concertina, banjo, jaw harp. Andy Morrow playing fiddle. Shamie O'Dowd, guitar, mandolin and fiddle. And a few guests in there as well. We'll hear a set of tunes, The Road to List Invana, Keep the Old Ark Rolling and The Blackbird, and then a song called Greasy Coat.
smoke, and I don't wear no greasy coat. And I don't chew, and I don't go with gals that do. See that man with the greasy gown, preaching and praying and singing so fine. Look at that pastor abiding his time.
Yes, I like a good message song, don't you? Greasy Coat. They're a very good band. That's a nice album, that one. Stone Walls and Street Lights, it's called. The group is New Road. I told you who was in the band. Now, another one from the featured album. This is a song called Lady of the Harbour. The ballad was written by Cy Khan, as all the songs are on this album. And it was written for his mother's father, whose name was Simon Hirsch Aronson, after whom he was named. And the chorus is from the poem by the young Jewish socialist poet Emma Lazarus. And if you've ever sailed very slowly around the Statue of Liberty in New York Harbour, on Liberty Island, around the base of the, or on the base of the Statue of Liberty, is written the words of the poem. You will recognise the words, I'm sure. So, Cy Khan, featured album, Lady of the Harbour.
My grandpa was a scholar back in the old country, but he fled from Lithuania in 1893, with knowledge his companion and liberty his hope, he sailed up to the Lady of the Harbor. Imagine then how beautiful that torchlight must have seemed to a frightened Jewish immigrant caught up in freedom's dream. But the land had room for many, and he studied while he worked. by the lamplight of the Lady of the Harbor. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send them, the homeless, tempest-tossed to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door. In 1937, with war on every hand, a band of Jewish refugees sought shelter in this land. With the Nazis close behind them, they sailed their leaky boats towards the safety of the Lady of the Harbor. But every door was closed to them, no port would take them in, till sick at heart they sailed back home to Germany again, where their dreams were turned to ashes and their bodies turned to smoke that drifted past the Lady of the Harbor. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send them, the homeless, tempest-tossed to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door. Silent lips could speak, what reasons would they say? Why some are sheltered freely, but others turned away. Now as the terror rises, a fleeing world awaits an answer from the Lady of the Harbor. For all along the borders, the nightmare comes again, as homeless, stateless refugees seek shelter in this land. Will the lamp be raised to welcome them, or turn them back once more? Only silence from the Lady of the Harbor. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send them, the homeless, tempest-tossed to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door.
Cy Khan and the Lady of the Harbour. Very personal song for him, and a good song for everybody, I think. Here's Kate Rusby joining the program now from an album called Sleepless and her take on an older song called The Wild Goose.
See the wild goose sailing on the ocean, runs all me boys or runs all right. Just like them pretty girls when they get the notion, runs all me boys or runs all right. Or runs all your day is the wild goose sails away.
Voice of Kate Rusby, very soulful rendition there of The Wild Goose from an album called Sleepless. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE. You might be listening live. Well, I must stop saying that. Of course you're live. You wouldn't be listening to it otherwise. But you might be listening to it as it goes to air. On this occasion, it's going to air on the 8th of December, 2019. However, you could be listening to a podcast. And who knows when that is taking place. If you want to find out more about the program and the podcasts and related matters, just go to www.comeallye.com. And with one swift press of a button, it'll take you to a page to find the podcasts. We're going out on the airwaves of 2MCE in Bathurst in the central west of New South Wales, broadcasting from Bathurst and Orange, 92.3 and 94.7 on the FM dial, where we like music from Shetland.
Follow me.
Shetland music. Shetland is where those people come from. The group is called Fiddler's Bed. Chris Stout, Andrew Gifford, Morris Henderson and Kevin Henderson all play fiddle. Katrina Mackay plays Scottish harp and piano. Steve Yarrington and David Coles. Well, Steve Yarrington plays guitar and David Coles plays bass guitar. A force to be reckoned with, that band from Shetland. The album is called Hamnatang. Hamnatang isn't just one of those silly words. It's actually the name of a headland on the island of Musa, which Chris Stout's house is up there somewhere. Tunes we heard, The Trows or Truggles Water, Willie Coleman's and Katrina Mackay of the Low Hill Dundee. The Trows and Katrina Mackay of the Low Hill Dundee were both tunes composed by Chris Stout. The Trows or Truggles Water is a tune inspired by Fiddler's Bed's annual holiday, which took them to the wilds of the west side of Shetland, to a place called Truggles Water. The band set up camp in the pouring rain and the night was upon them. Well into the night, scuffling, snorting and grunting was heard from outside the tent. The band sat tight waiting for the dawn, as the noises were undoubtedly that of the Trows or Truggles Water. So what the devil is a trow? T-R-O-W? The Trows are the mythical little people. Maybe they're mythical. Anyway, they inhabit the hills of Shetland. They are magical and mischievous. And they're particularly fond of fiddle music. And many tunes in the Shetland tradition are attributed to them. They've usually been heard by a fiddler returning home very late at night. Yes, in darkness. There are many stone circles in Shetland, and some of them are said to have been created by unfortunate trows caught dancing in the hill at sunrise, because they're not supposed to go out in the daylight. Ooh, and they've been turned to stone. There you go. Fiddler's Bed, the name of the group. Good album. All their albums are good. Hamnatang is that one, and it's right up there. And now for something completely different.
Our Jack's come out of quad today, the patronage he has paid. For many a day he's been away, his face we haven't seen. McManor May arrested Jack, and with one gentle jerk came down upon our old friend John, with Jimmy hard at work. Our Jack's come out today, our Jack's come out today, quite thin and pale from out of jail. Our Jack's come out today. Our Jack's come out of quad today, and isn't Polly glad? She had to pawn the things he shook and found out she was had. The price she got was not enough to keep her for a day. But all that's past, she's right at last. Our Jack's come out today. Our Jack's come out today. Our Jack's come out today. Quite thin and pale from out of jail. Our Jack's come out today. When Jack came out of quad today, we had a glorious spree. We did a tour of Fitzroy pubs, as jovial as could be. And then at nightfall once again, we started in ad lib, till Jack proposed a partnership to crack another crib. Our Jack's come out today. Our Jack's come out today, quite thin and pale from out of jail. Our Jack's come out today. So with jimmies and with skeleton keys of cribs we went in search, but seeing Dave O'Donnell, I soon left Jack in the lurch. Jack undaunted, he went to work. That blue
track, and out on a like a ton of bricks came down and lumbered Jack. Our Jack's gone back today. Our Jack's gone back today. A grand record he'll get from Ward. Our Jack's gone back today.
That was Alan Musgrove, in case you were in any doubt, with a parody of a 19th century pop song, I suppose it would have been. Our Jack's Come Home Today. So there it was, Our Jack's Come Out Today. It was collected by Ron Edwards from the singing of Robert Old Bob Ewer, U-R-E, of Gembrook in Victoria. Urban folk songs are relatively rare in this country, due to the high volume and turnover of popular culture in the big cities. The latest songs are parodied almost as soon as they're released and then discarded as quickly when the next hit comes along. When urban folk songs do appear in Australia, they seem to generally deal with the rough and tumble of inner city living in the days before the inner suburbs were gentrified, and that song from Melbourne is no exception. Alan Musgrove, from an album called Behind the Times, recorded with a bunch of friends he calls the What's-Her-Name Band. Julia Arnold there. I can see Bob McInnes. Stuart Leslie. That's them. Very good. Another one from Cy Khan. Now, this is another one to have a bit of a think about, I suppose you'd say. Good thing about one good thing about Cy Khan is he's quite eclectic in his tastes. And he enjoys good music, enjoys listening to good music, enjoys hearing other people playing, and he he's not precious about who he respects, who he offers respect to, I should say. So this is a song about Doc Watson, the late great finger-picking guitarist and singer and banjo player, of course. So we'll hear Cy Khan's song about Doc Watson called To Hear Doc Watson Play. And then, I think I'll play another one straight after from Cy Khan called The Gap. You'll understand what's going on with both of these songs.
I lost my mother when I was young, but I had Doc and Rosalie. I'd cry along that vinyl record when they sang Your Long Journey. If I had a gold watch and chain, I would pawn them any day. I'd walk across the Blue Ridge Mountains to hear Doc Watson play, just to hear Doc Watson play. The harder falls the early frost, the brighter shine the autumn leaves. The words of those we've loved and lost bring us comfort while we grieve. If I had a gold watch and chain, I would pawn them any day. I'd walk across the Blue Ridge Mountains to hear Doc Watson play, just to hear Doc Watson play. When our singing time has passed and all our best is left behind, the songs we loved will live and last, like thoughts of spring in the wintertime. If I had gold watch and chain, I would pawn them any day. I'd walk across the Blue Ridge Mountains to hear Doc Watson play, just to hear Doc Watson play.
spending my life down among the kielbasa, making your lunch meat, hot spicy sausage and dogs. You can count what I make, that's the reason they call it production. So how come it's you that's living so high on the hog? Sometimes I wonder what CEOs do in an hour. When I see your picture, you're talking away on the phone, shaking some hand or jetting away to a meeting. You're sure not down here on the floor with the gristle and bone. You make $8,825 an hour, $70,600 a day. That's more than $10 million a year. I just can't see it from here. What less you deserve to be making a killing this way. Sometimes I dream I'm sitting up there in your office. You're working here on the floor for the rest of your life. It's real work down here, but I know in my heart you can do it. The way you cut jobs, you've got to be good with a knife. You cut 500 jobs and you think that you're being a leader. Me and my friends on the floor think it's old-fashioned greed. We can do the right thing and hire them all back tomorrow. If we cut back on you, we'll have all the payroll we need. You make $8,825 an hour, $70,600 a day. That's more than $10 million a year. I just can't see it from here. That lets you deserve to be making a killing this way.
Thank you.
Some lively music from Craver, Hicks, Watson and Newbury.
Spot, I'm sad and lonely, and the sun no longer shines. Come and meet me in the shadow of the or my head. Oh, darling, come love me as before. Come back to leave me nevermore. At that spot I'm sad and lonely, and the sun no longer shines. Come and meet me in the shadow of the whole world gladly once again to meet her there and reunite in the shadow of the pines. Oh, darling, come love me as before. Come back to leave me nevermore. At that spot I'm sad and lonely and the sun no longer shines. Come and meet me in the shadow of the pine.
Well, it sounds like a Carter Family song, doesn't it? There's a reason for that. It is. It was written by Sarah Carter, recorded by the Carter Family, In the Shadow of the Pines. That certainly wasn't the Carter Family performing then. We heard Mike Craver, Bill Hicks, Jim Watson and Joe Newberry from a lovely album called You've Been a Friend to Me. Before the Carter Family song, we heard an instrumental, old instrumental, called Ship in the Clouds, and the other half of it was Red Fox. Now, a recitation. Haven't had any recitations on the program for such a long time. This is Kevin Henry from an album called One's Own Place, A Family Tradition. Kevin Henry with Peg Kelly's Black Cat, and then we'll let him continue with a set of polkas. He's a flute player, but he also does this.
Peg Kelly, she lived right below in the dip. She was as old as a bush and as straight as a whip. She was the smallest wee creature that you had ever seen, and she was known all round as me bowl Peggine. When she travelled around for her pit and her sup, and the news of the seven townlands, she gathered it up. It would, as it were, to a Christian at that, her only companion was a thieving black cat. He was as thin and as big as a King's County sow, and he'd frighten the dead with his cry and his meow, and when walking the roads, sure as there he would lie, and he'd frizzle you up with the fire in his eye. Well, Father Peter said once, and 'tis he ought to know, that this cat must have come from some regions below. None knew him a kitten. I'm certain of that. For when I was a lad, Peg's cat was a cat. Barry Maloney now lived right below at the dip, and he lived about a mile from Peg on the hill, and he hated that cat as he hated old Nick, and he swore that some day he'd feel the way to his stick. Well, on a cold Christmas night, about 25 years ago, when the earth that was covered with a blanket of snow, and Barney's small household had feasted their fill, had retired for the night, full of peace and goodwill. And just about midnight, the herdsman now crept to the room now where Barney and his crying mistress slept. He shouted at Barney, "Hey, get up out of that. It's this thief of this world. It's Peg Kelly's black cat." Well, like a shot from a gun, Barney jumped from the bed, and the peace and goodwill from his heart quickly fled, for he knew that the turkey that they only half ate was sitting unguarded below on a plate. Well, he seized the blackthorn, and his wife seized the broom, and himself and the herd tipsy-toed from the room. And there in the kitchen, look him wholesome and fat, from the turkey within our Peg Kelly's black cat.
Polkas. Polkas there, yes. The Ballymote and the Rooski, played by Kevin Henry and his daughter Maggie. And before that, Kevin Henry reciting Peg Kelly's Black Cat from the album One's Own Place, A Family Tradition. From the wilds of Tasmania come a group called, very originally, the Tassie Devils. Ah, no, they're good. They're very good. Here we go. This is the Tassie Devils with the Rigs of the Time.
No wonder the butter's a shilling a pound. See the rich farmers' daughters, how they ride up and down. If you ask them the reasons, they'll cry, oh, alas, there's a war on in France and the cows have no grass. Honesty's all out of fashion. These are the rigs of the time, timely boys. These are the rigs of the time. Well, it's of an old butcher, I must bring him in. 2 shillings a pound, and he thinks it no sin. Puts his thumb on the scale, which makes it go down, and he swears it's a good weight, though it wants half a pound. Honesty's all out of fashion. These are the rigs of the time, timely boys. These are the rigs of the time. Now it's next to the baker, I must bring him in. Charges tuppence a loaf, and he thinks it no sin. When he do bring it in, it's no bigger than your fist, and the top of a loaf is all covered in yeast. Honesty's all out of fashion. These are the rigs of the time, timey boys. These are the rigs of the time. Now it's next to the landlord. Well, I must bring him in. Charges 4 pence a quart, and he thinks it no sin. When he brings in the quart, oh, the measure is short, and the top of the broth is all topped off with froth. Honesty's all out of fashion. These are the rigs of the time, timely boys. These are the rigs of the time. Now the best of all plans that comes to me mind is to set them all off in a high gale of wind. And when they go up, oh, the cloud it will burst, and old Donald Trump will come tumbling down first. Honesty's all out of fashion. These are the rigs of the time, timey boys. These are the rigs of the time. Singing honesty's all out of fashion. These are the rigs of the time, timey boys. These are the rigs of the time.
The Rigs of the Time, old song from the Tassie Devils. Now, one more from Cy Khan before we have to leave him. There are about 4 tracks that I really wanted to play from the album that I haven't had time for, but we'll try this one. This is called When the War is Done. So the question is sadly just about eternal. What will happen to the rest of us when the war is done? Those who fight the battles are not those who make the laws, but bravery is still bravery, even in an unjust cause.
So many times in history, we've watched them march away. Some cry out for victory, some just stand and pray. For this father's daughter, for this mother's son. What will happen to the rest of us when the war is done? What will happen to the rest of us when the war is over? What will happen to the rest of us when the war is done? Some are quick to honor, some are quick to blame. Few can face the truth that this all happens in our name. Before the first shot's fired, our battle has begun. What will happen to the rest of us when the war is done? What will happen to the rest of us when the war is over? What will happen to the rest of us when the war is done? Those who fight the battles are not those who make the laws, but bravery is still bravery, even in an unjust cause. From the hand that signs the order to the hand that fires the gun, What will happen to the rest of us when the war is done? What will happen to the rest of us when the war is over? What will happen to the rest of us when the war is done? Some lie solitary beneath a hero's stone. Some return to loved ones, but will always be alone. Something sacred will be lost even when the war is won. What will happen to the rest of us when the war is done? What will happen to the rest of us when the war is over? What will happen to the rest of us when the war is done? What will happen to the rest of us when the war is over? What will happen to the rest of us when the war is done?
Moleskin Kilt and the Empty Glen, the tunes we just heard there, played by Battlefield Band from an album called The Road of Tears. I think we'll go out with one of the earliest songs written about slavery by Robert Burns called The Slave's Lament. Battlefield Band once again, same album.
It was in sweet Senegal that my foes did me enthrall for the lands of Virginia, Virginia. Torn from that lovely shore and must never see it more. And alas, I am weary, weary old. Along that charming coast is no bitter snow or frost like the lands of Virginia, Virginia, oh. Their streams forever flow, and the flowers forever blow. And alas, I am weary, weary, oh.
Slave's Lament, a song written by Robert Burns many, many years ago from Battlefield band The Road of Tears is the name of the album, which has a persistent theme of leaving the country and all that kind of stuff. Thank you for your company today. I hope you've enjoyed the program. We'll do it all again next week, I trust.